The kitchen counter in the home of the Hayes family is scattered with inhalers, sprays, and bottles of pills that have allowed Hannah, 13, and her sister Abby, 10, to excel at dance and gymnastics despite a horrific pollen season that has set off asthma attacks, leaving the girls struggling to breathe. The arsenal of medicines in the Hayes' kitchen helps explain why. Pulmicort, a steroid inhaler, generally sells for $175 in the United States, while pharmacists in Britain buy the identical product for $20 and dispense it free of charge to asthma patients. Albuterol, one of the oldest asthma medicines, typically costs $50 to $100 per inhaler in the United States, but it was less than $15 a decade ago before it was repatented. The one thing that blew my mind was the nasal spray, says Robin Levy, Hannah and Abby's mother, referring to the $80 copayment for Rhinocort Aqua, a prescription that is selling for more than $250 a month in Oakland pharmacies last year, but cost under $7 in Europe where it is available over the counter. The upshot of all this is that the Hayes' an Oakland family spends $1,000 a year out of pocket. That is, they have good insurance. They're lucky enough to have good insurance. It's estimated that their insurance company pays about $4,000 a year, and the Hayes' pay about $1,000 a year just so that their two kids can breathe. There's got to be a better way. There really is. So in today's workshop, we're going to be talking about mainly preventive attempts or techniques that will help avoid these kind of lung complications that will help keep the lungs healthy. And we'll do that through herbs, nutrition, and also other things like mind-body approaches. Stress reduction and exercise is always important. But today's focus will be on the herbs. Now, before we begin, I just want to mention that we at Health Concerns have many resources. And so it's really helpful to use this as a companion to our Health Concerns clinical handbook. If you don't have one, please contact our staff about obtaining one. Also, the information on our handbook is also available on our website, healthconcerns.com/pro. So I want to thank everybody who submitted questions in advance. I will try to get to those as much as possible. If you do have an additional question, one or two sentences in length, you could type it into the dialogue box to your right. I do want to say that I'll only be answering questions that have to do with the subject in mind. So if you have a question about prostate or something like that, please consult our herbal helpline for questions about that, or consult our website, which has A to Z type directories, so you can look up prostate and see what we have to offer. So the focus is lung health and keeping patients healthy. Now, I do want to say that my particular expertise is working in an American practice, and so these techniques have been working just fine in my and my colleagues' practice for about 30 years. So there are many experts in Chinese medicine. Unfortunately, many of them are kind of translator types, and so they don't really see patients. This is really clinically focused. Also, to get your best results with Chinese herbs always, you need to treat by pattern, which includes an evaluation of the tongue, pulse, and also we also recommend not just herbs, but also dietary and lifestyle measures. For instance, stress reduction and exercise program are very important to people that have asthma and other breathing disorders. In Chinese medicine, we use food therapy such as pears, ginkgo nuts, tremella, which is known as bai mu er. These are foods that are used on a daily basis to help people with specific lung problems. So remember that one of the reasons that some of the masters in Chinese medicine in the old days got good results is they were very good with herbs, but they were also recommending diet and lifestyle as well. And then the last thing I want to remind you is that Chinese medicine is really dependent upon context. For instance, I'm currently studying China in the 20th century, through much of the 20th century, don't think that the majority of Chinese people could afford or had access to any of the Chinese, to many of the Chinese herbs that I'm about to go through. So basically, what did they do? And my mentor, Dr. Fung, was practicing in Vietnam during the Japanese occupation. Did they not treat people? No, they treated people, but they had something like five herbs and aspirin. That's the only treatments they had to offer at the hospital. So they became really creative with what they had. So we always want to look at the context. And one of the things that you may not know is the context in the United States is rapidly changing. And so bottom line, and I've written about this in many occasions, but there's going to be less availability of Chinese herbs and also higher costs. And then in a clinical effectiveness standpoint, let's look at the Hayes family that I just talked to you about. Later I'll give you the citation and you can meet them. They were interviewed as part of a New York Times article. But basically, the Hayes's are not, particularly the Hayes's kids at 10 and 13 are not going to be taking bulk herbs. They're not going to be taking gritty powders. And the parents are going to have a lot of questions. One of my favorite ethnic Chinese practitioners in Oakland, if you ask her any question in the world, like, how does this work? I adjust yin and yang. Well, does the patient have bronchitis or pneumonia? I adjust yin and yang. Well, does the patient have a problem at lung 7 or lung 8? I adjust yin and yang. So the bottom line is that's not going to work for the Hayes's. The Hayes's are going to want to know what you're prescribing, how you're prescribing, and how these herbs will work, and they want to see effectiveness. So we're really going to be helping you get the effectiveness, but we want to make sure that you're treating on the basis of pattern, using tongue and pulse whenever possible, and also recommending a stress reduction exercise and other lifestyle capabilities. So for all kinds of lung conditions, breathing, such as diaphragmatic breathing, I actually call diaphragmatic breathing abdominal breathing, where you can actually see the abdomen go in and out, is one of the best preventive strategies, also in addition to herbs, for people that have lung disorders. So let's look at the prevalence. According to the American Lung Association, every year over 360,000 Americans die of lung disease. Lung disease is the number three killer in America. Lung disease and other breathing problems are the number one killer of babies younger than 1 year old. Today, there are more than 25 million Americans living with chronic lung disease. Now, one of the things about chronic lung disease is and why it's so exciting to be able to provide herbs is that, you know, we meet people where we see them. So we may have a young child, like the Hayes's kids, with asthma, but if we use herbs and the right lifestyle and the judicious use of medications, these kids can get off all their medications, in my experience, by the time they're 20. Pretty amazing, huh? But also remember that you might have some end-stage cancer patients that never had asthma in their whole life, and all of a sudden they're hooked up to chemotherapy and radiation, and they can't even breathe, and so they're diagnosed with asthma for the first time at 80. So we see people where we can find them, and the bottom line is just because somebody's having breathing problems now doesn't mean they'll have breathing problems tomorrow. Lung disease can affect people of all ages, both genders and all income, but affects a disproportionate share of minority populations, particularly African Americans. So what's interesting about the Hayes is that they're a biracial couple, and the Oakland, Berkeley, San Francisco area has more biracial people than any place in the world, with the possible exception of Brazil. So let's look at lung health in terms of Chinese medicine. So in Chinese medicine, we have lung heat. We have the main condition. So one of the ways that I'm going to be focusing this workshop to make it effective is I'm not going to focus on every lung syndrome in traditional Chinese medicine. I'm going to be focusing on the ones that you typically see in Western practice. So that includes lung yin deficiency and lung qi deficiency, lung phlegm, rebellious qi, this is sometimes known as counterflow qi, and the symptoms typically are dry lungs, phlegm, cough, chest pain, wheezing, and shortness of breath. So no matter what the Western diagnosis is, we can still treat dry lungs, phlegm, cough, chest pain, wheezing, and shortness of breath. One caveat I do want to say is you have to be very, very careful about people going off their medications very suddenly. So that's more a topic for an herb-drug interaction discussion. But at this point, we're talking about not just immediately substituting herbs for any medications. That must be done slowly and deliberately. But part of the reason that I love, this is why I love Chinese medicine. Its beauty is in its simplicity. So in Chinese medicine, a coarse, loud breathing sound indicates a full pattern, whereas a weak, thin breathing sound indicates an empty pattern. A loud and explosive cough is indicative of a full pattern, whereas a weak cough is indicative of an empty pattern. And a dry cough indicates lung yin deficiency. So there's the beauty in Chinese medicine is the simplicity. Now, when we have patients like the Hayes's, diagnosing them in terms of Chinese medicine is easy. The hard part is selecting the right herbs and learning how to communicate with both the parents and the children, and doing that in a way that will help everybody the most. And part of that is using the medications judiciously. So I want to run by some common conditions, and you might say, well, I'm really interested in treating asthma. I'm not interested in treating common cold. That's easy. Well, it is true that common cold can be easy. It can be very difficult, especially when we have clients that have asthma and other breathing problems. So one of the reasons I'm talking about these is that these are lung disorders, but also that, remember, if people have COPD, if people have asthma, if people have pneumonia, they're more susceptible to developing these other conditions. So tonsillitis is also somewhat considered a lung, a ear, nose, and throat condition, which in Chinese medicine is linked to the lungs. And we usually use the same protocol, the same type of antiviral herbs, such as found in clear heat and Isatis gold, for treating tonsillitis. Again, influenza, we'll be looking at some of the formulas later, but one of the secrets of treating influenza by Chinese medicine is that if you think you may be getting sick, that's when you need to slam on the herbs. By the time you're sick, it's maybe too late. By the time you're sick, about the most you can help to do is to shorten the duration of illness, not necessarily knock it out. But I'm here to tell you that in many cases, but not every single case, if you get the herbs in sooner, you can actually knock out the condition. Now, in the condition of pneumonia, this is a clear case cut and point, clear case where we don't want to just use herbs. Pneumonia is very complicated, it's very debilitated, and it can be deadly. So, and it can be a fungal pneumonia condition, it can be a viral pneumonia condition, and it can be a bacterial pneumonia condition. So what we would usually have people take Western medicine and use formulas like cordyceps and cortisang as an adjunct to their Western pneumonia treatment. Now, asthma is a condition that I'd like to spend some time on because it's so common. Many of us may have asthma. I actually only had one asthma attack in my life. I was in my 19, and boy, that was scary. It's scary not to be able to breathe. So a lot of this is going to be focused on treating asthma simply because what applies to asthma in Chinese medicine applies to many of these other conditions. So just as a quick review, at some time we may be doing a whole webinar on asthma. This is not a complete webinar, so I'm just going to do a quick overview. So asthma is a condition where your airways narrow and they swell and they produce extra mucus. And so what this does is it makes breathing difficult and it triggers coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath. So the main symptoms of asthma are shortness of breath, chest tightness or pain, trouble sleeping, a whistling or wheezing sound when exhaling, and coughing and wheezing attacks that are worsened by a respiratory virus such as a cold or flu. And so this is why I believe that people that have asthma, like the Hayes's, are really really behooves them to keep formulas like Isatis Gold and Coldaway in their medicine cabinet, so at the first sign of a respiratory virus, they can use these formulas. Of course, the parents also may have also weak lung conditions. So again, formulas like Isatis Gold and Coldaway are best kept for the patient in the home so they can be dispensed at the first early stages. Again, I don't have time right now to go over all the conditions, but obviously there are many different kinds of asthma, but the three most common are exercise-induced asthma, occupational asthma, and allergy-induced asthma. So for exercise-induced asthma, basically we want to help strengthen the lungs, again, use some of the tonifying strategies that keep the lungs healthy so that they're less susceptible to cold and dry air. Occupational asthma, sometimes we use detoxifying therapies, therapies because these are where the asthma gets worse by chemical fumes, gas, or dust. And then finally, there's allergy-induced asthma like the Hayes' kids get. And so what we want to do is not only have them keep the cold and flu formulas handy, but we also may have them make sure to have them come in early in the asthma season or the allergy season, excuse me, so that they can get health concerns formulas to prevent or minimize hay fever or allergic rhinitis. Finally, I do want to mention that you may not know this, but certain medications, including beta blockers, aspirin, ibuprofen, and Aleve, which is also known as naproxen, can trigger asthma. There are many other triggers of asthma. But lastly, I do want to point out when to seek emergency treatment. So if the client has rapid worsening or shortness of breath or wheezing, I would suggest that they go to the HMO as soon as possible. No improvement even after using a quick relief inhaler such as albuterol, they should go to an emergency room or emergency clinic. Shortness of breath when you are doing minimal physical activity. So these are when to seek emergency treatment. Okay, so let's continue along. So what we want to do is take a complementary and alternative medicine approach to asthma. And that includes medications used judiciously, professional herb administration, and mind-body approaches. So I want to talk about this a little bit. One of our clients in our clinic in Oakland, we got amazing results with her asthma. In a couple of months, we turned her around. She was on one oral asthma medication and several inhalers, and she was able to get off her asthma medication within 3 months. Now, here's the problem. She decided to fly back to Chicago to visit her relatives and had a full-blown asthma attack in Chicago. What's the take-home message? Always keep your emergency inhaler with you. One good news is she was able to do is you can go to a pharmacy, and if you're an asthma patient, you can usually get an asthma inhaler, a rescue medication, because it's a life-threatening condition without a prescription if there's proof that you are an asthma patient. But the point is always keep your rescue inhaler with you. It's very, very important, even if you think the asthma is cured. A professional herb administration talks about treating by communicating with the patient, treating by pattern, which includes tongue and pulse assessment. And then mind-body approaches, including breathing exercises, stress reduction exercise, are very, very important. So when we get somebody off all their asthma medications within 3 or 4 months, first of all, we're working with their pharmacist or doctor to slowly reduce their medications. We're having them keep their rescue medication, their rescue inhaler with them at all time. And then we're also, you know, mentioning these mind-body approaches. We're mentioning the importance of stress reduction and exercise and using the herbs along with the program. If you want to read more about the Hayes', it's in an article called The Soaring Cost of a Simple Breath by Elizabeth Rosenthal, October 13, 2013, Sunday New York Times. Let's look at COPD very quickly. So COPD is actually a complex of diseases. Many of us may not know that. And the two main diseases associated with COPD are emphysema and chronic bronchitis. Again, the typical symptoms are not that different from a TCM standpoint than asthma, namely shortness of breath, especially during physical activities, wheezing, chest tightness, having to clear your throat first thing in the morning, a chronic cough that produces sputum that may be clear, white, yellow, or greenish, cyanosis, frequent respiratory infections, lack of energy, and unintended weight loss in the later stages. So when one of my relatives had COPD in her later life, for instance, she was just so miserable that she didn't even want to eat. So she ended up losing a lot of weight, and that's how she died. Sinusitis is also, in Chinese medicine, considered a lung condition. We probably won't have very much time to talk about that. So the main formula that we use for sinusitis is called nasal TABS 2. And this is an ephedra-free formula which helps keep the nasal passages clear and free. We do still want to use the same prevention protocols to prevent sinusitis. I also did these webinars on sinusitis. I believe I gave you that information earlier. The free webinar is called Sinus Infections, and the CE class is called Treating Sinusitis. And those have a whole list of protocols. And also the surprising fact that most sinusitis, John Hopkins Institute in Maryland considers most sinusitis actually fungal in origin as opposed to bacterial. Most people in the United States are treated not by culturing, but by just administering antibiotics, and they typically stop working. And so that's why we want to use some of the prevention strategies that we're going to go into next. Again, sleep problems are very pronounced sometimes when people have breathing problems. Excellent product for sleep problem is Shizandra Dreams. So one of the unique things about Shizandra Dreams is that it does contain sedative herbs, but it also contains Wuwaitza. Wuwaitza is known as Shizandra, and that's an herb that helps regulate breathing. So if you have clients that have lung problems and sleeping problems, Shizandra Dreams is an excellent choice. Again, smoking and air pollution can cause lung problems. And in these cases, we want to think not only of strengthening the lungs, but also detoxifying the lungs as well. So the main thrust of the lecture is going to be preventing lung conditions. The special herbs that we use to prevent lung conditions are cordyceps, dongsheng shatsao, astragalus, wangqi, ginseng, which is renshen, and Wuwaitza, Shizandra. I want to keep in mind that the processing of herbs is very, very important. So in cordyceps, there's many different preparations. Some are unaffordable, others are endangered. Health Concerns produces two formulas. One is called Cordyceps PS. The other is has many of the herbs that I just mentioned, and it's called Cordyceng. So we'll be talking about those in a little bit. Astragalus also for lung indications has to be processed differently than for tonifying the spleen actions. Wuwaitza, the issue is that one of the reasons I don't recommend that practitioners and clients go to Chinatown is that many of the ingredients in Chinatown are not properly identified. And so many times they use the wrong species in Chinatown of Shizandra, and it doesn't have the same medicinal effects. Yin Xiao is a formula that we produce. We produce a chemical-free version. I mention that because many of the Yin Xiao products to this day that are made in China still contain chemicals such as Tylenol, antihistamines, or caffeine. So we don't want to use those. Yin Xiao is an alternative, chemical-free alternative that Health Concerns has produced for about two decades. This is a good formula, but keep in mind we use this mainly for treating the very first stages of cold, flu, or sore throat, which will include tonsillitis. On the other hand, a better choice for the Hayes and other families to keep in their medicine cabinet or their kitchen cabinet is Coldaway. Coldaway is a combination of two Chinese medicines, Yin Xiao and Gan Mao Ling, and this again is produced in the United States for quality controls. And this is, would be probably my first choice for the Hayes's family or most families just to keep in your medicine cabinet. There's very few negative effects from this formula. If you get the cold or flu in the early stages, it can knock it out completely. If, on the other hand, you're already suffering, it can lessen the duration. The indications of cold away are fever, sinus and chest congestion, coughing, aversion to wind, headaches, sore throat, tonsillitis, pharyngitis, otitis media, and measles. The next formula is Isatis Gold. I frequently ask, when do we use Cold Away? When do we use Isatis Gold? In general, I use Cold Away whenever possible. When I have big guns, when I want a big gun, then I would use Isatis Gold. Another indication that you should know about is that Cold Away is a Chinese herbal medicine, and the Isatis Gold is an east-west blend. So sometimes your Chinese clients have taken too much Yin Chao or Gan Mao Ling. Something like this may work better. Some of your Western clients may have taken too much Echinacea and Golden Seal. Then Cold Away might be better. But in general, Cold Away is a more gentle, more easily assimilated product. Isatis Gold in general is a more big gun therapy. Now, when we talk about clearing the lungs, so remember, when we have a lot of excesses, we want to drain. And so this is a particularly good formula when there's a productive cough. You can hear the phlegm rattling around in somebody's chest. So Clear Air treats acute and chronic bronchitis, asthma, and bronchial asthma. It treats chronic cough with phlegm, wheezing, chest pain associated with smoking, and air pollution. So your clients who may be subject to pollution, I grew up in New York City in the 60s and 70s, which was associated, they said that the air back then was the equivalent of smoking 2 packs of cigarettes a day. So the bottom line is, if we do have clients that live in that kind of pollution environment, they may need to basically clear out their lungs, detoxify their lungs, so to speak, and that's accomplished with Clear Air. So obviously, we can still use Clear Air, and I think it's beneficial. We don't see actually very many tuberculosis clients. That's a socioeconomical issue. But we do occasionally see pneumonia clients in the clinic in Oakland, and they would use Western medicine and they could use Clear Air, but I certainly would not use Clear Air as a substitute for Western medicine for pneumonia. So we have a lot of standard lung detoxification ingredients. Again, this, like all our ingredients, is ephedra free. So one of the challenges is that ephedra is illegal. I hope none of you are using it. You can get it, you may be able to get it through a friend of a friend or some, if you know the password in some Chinese pharmacies in Chinatown, but you don't want to use it because it's illegal, and it's a question of, if you use it and the client sues you, do you really want to come up with the $20,000 retainer that the malpractice attorney chooses? So you can argue that it's legal, but that's a $10,000 to $20,000 attorney proposition in front of you. So even if you can get ephedra, it's illegal, so I suggest not using it. One of the best lung prevention formulas, and this could also be used with a post-cold or flu, it's called Lily Bulb. This is a combination of two traditional formulas, and it's indicated for dry cough. So it treats lung yin deficiency. So it treats lung yin deficiency, which means it's very, very good for dry cough, dry throat, and dry nose. So some of my athletes that train at high altitudes, it's unbelievable to many of us, but their problem is they're just so dry because they're running or training at high altitudes and the air is thinner, and they even complain of dry nose. So all of those conditions are treated by Lily Bulb. It also will address bronchitis and pharyngitis and these other conditions. Again, in some of them, we want to use it in conjunction with Western medicine. In some of these, we would want to use it in conjunction with other herbs. But the bottom line is this moistens the throat. So think of lily bulb when you have a dry cough, dry throat. It's traditionally indicated also for wheezing with hot palms and feet, night sweats, and chronic sore throat. So when you have clients that may have chronic fatigue syndrome and they have a dry cough, you know, and chronic sore throat, which is not uncommon. I believe actually that's one of the 20 or so indications of chronic fatigue syndrome. Also think of lily bulb. The next formula I want to go into is tremella and American ginseng. This is a formula that was developed out of one of the clinics we work with, Kuan Yin Healing Arts Center in San Francisco, and they specialize in the treatment of chronic viral conditions. And so we developed tremella and American ginseng for people that have weak lungs, dry lungs, but they also have chronic infection and therefore can benefit by some heat-clearing herbs. So when we have a condition where we have may have dry cough, asthma, bronchitis, pneumonia, tuberculosis, then tremella and American ginseng would be particularly good, especially if we see heat signs. So to explain this a little bit further, when we first started treating HIV clients in San Francisco in the early to mid 80s, one of the problems is that, you know, people don't die of AIDS. People die of the opportunistic infections associated with AIDS. And so the problem is that these AIDS patients would just develop lung disease very, very quickly. And so that's why we started formulating these type of formulas or working with these type of herbs to see if we could calm down the lung infection and also calm down the overall infection with some antiviral herbs. So one possibility of using, thought of using this formula, it's similar to Enhance, except it's used when there's more signs of yin deficiency and heat. They're more pronounced. So we would typically use tremella and American ginseng, whether or not they have an infection, but for conditions like fatigue, chronic night sweats, afternoon and night fevers, hot palms, soles and chest, diarrhea, digestive disorders, inability to concentrate, swollen lymph nodes, and chronic dry cough. So I bring up diarrhea here is because, again, many of the people with chronic fatigue syndrome, HIV, and other chronic infections, they have very weak digestive systems. So when we formulated tremella American ginseng, it was not something we just threw together. It's something that took about 5 to 10 years to develop, and we had to keep in mind that we didn't want to use some of the standard herbs that are found, for instance, in lily bulb, because they might upset the tummy. So we have a lot of herbs in American ginseng, so tremella and American ginseng. So remember that the more herbs in the formula, the higher the dose. The lower the herbs in the formula, the lower the dose. Cortisang, this is probably, if I had to go on a desert island with 10 formulas, this would probably be my one for lung protection. Cortisang is designed to treat fatigue associated with chronic illness or during recovery from a severe acute illness or operation. It strengthens the immune function. It's also used for chronic bronchitis and asthma. I hope by now you can see that why this may be useful for people with COPD and other chronic emphysema, chronic bronchitis, and other type of chronic lung conditions. Also, I wish I had time to talk about it, but cortisang also improves athletic performance because one of the ways it does this is it increases oxygen utilization. So it's not uncommon. This is why this is the forefront in my armamentarium for lung disorders, is that this actually will help people feel that they're breathing better. And we've had cases where people are using a peak flow meter, and they can see the results on the peak flow meter, air meter, using this formula. It may, for some people, they can see results or feel results within a few days. In some cases, it may take a period of weeks. Courtesan contains some of the most potent lung-protecting herbs in Chinese medicine. The emperor herb is called Dongshengshatsao cordyceps, and this has to be specially processed. Long story short, we get the culture that's used to make our cordyceps is from the Beijing Institute of Materia Medica, and it's an approved cordyceps formula that's made in the laboratory. So this is one of the few herbs that we don't get that's not wild picked or organically grown. It's actually an official Chinese pharmacopoeia product that's made in the laboratory, and that's because the wild cordyceps, last time I checked, I believe it was about $2,000 a kilo, and it's also endangered as well. Another great herb for the lungs, liver, and spleen is Ganoderma. Again, remember that the red Ganoderma is the one that has all the research. Some of the products that are available in the market may be from the black Ganoderma or other species, or they may be a mycelium product. And so almost most of the promising research is all done on red Ganoderma, which is Ganoderma lucidum. My old buddy, Astragalus, Wang Qi, again, this is one of the main herbs for Chinese medicine. For lung health, and it's meant to be used long term to promote the function of the lungs. American ginseng is here to help reduce dryness of the lungs, and also secondarily as a spleen tonic. And then these ingredients were included. Actually, Gansao is very, very good to help build up the lung energy, and also help dry lungs by building up mucus production. So licorice works for ulcers the same way it helps to heal the lungs. It helps break up, helps build up mucilage in the lungs, or mucus protection in the lungs. So it's used for healing lung tissue. Ginger also has some lung properties, and mainly driving out cold, but it's chiefly in this formula to help digest or make the other herbs taste a little bit better. Initially, as I cough, this formula was designed to be taken in a powder form, and it can be added to a decoction or just taken as a powder directly or added to tea. More and more people don't want to take the powder anymore, so we also have it available in tea form, tablet form as well. But we do have cordyceps in tablets and powder form. Cordyceps PS, this is a single ingredient formula. I don't really need to talk about it too much, but remember that cordyceps is one of the premier herbs for improving lung function and addressing conditions such as asthma, wheezing, chronic cough, and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, which is COPD. I would almost always use cordyceps instead of just cordyceps. Cordyceps has a complex of ingredients that have a synergistic effect, namely for lung health, it's namely the cordyceps, the Ganoderma, and the astragalus. If I were particularly treating somebody that was being treated for Western drugs for pneumonia or tuberculosis, in that case I might use cordyceps by itself, the cordyceps PS. The only other case I would use cordyceps PS over cordyceps is if you had a client who for some reason didn't want the licorice. One of our standby formulas is Astra 8. And Astra 8 has been a health concerns formula for over 25 years. It was one of our first formulas. It's an overall immune system tonic, including an energy tonic. It's basically traditionally used to treat fatigue, weakness, adrenal deficiencies, chills, muscle aches. It doesn't really treat diarrhea, but it treats people that are predisposed to spleen deficient loose stools. Also, people with spleen deficiency have an inability to concentrate. So this formula is also used for weak lungs. So when might we consider Astra 8? Well, let's say that our client is run down, they have immune disorder, their lungs aren't really that bad. You know, maybe they said, oh yeah, I had, you know, an asthma attack when I was 7 and now I'm 42, but I have many of these other conditions. Then I would probably use Astra 8. For like the Hayes's kids or the, you know, people have ongoing lung conditions, I would prefer to use Cortisang, although you could use Astra 8 in a pinch. Again, Astra 8 has some of the more powerful qi tonics, namely astragalus, wang qi, ren chen, which is ginseng. Here we use the white ginseng. Siwu jia, which is the Eleuthera root. This was once known as Siberian ginseng. And then we have wu weizi, which is a very, very good herb for the lungs. So if clients have allergic rhinitis, again, they have kind of distant or mild lung problems, but the main thing is you want to tonify them strongly, then you want to consider Astra 8. So here's a little bit of a chart which explains the formulas. Cortisang addresses asthma. It has anti-allergic properties. It improves oxygen utilization. It improves lung function. Astra 8 improves lung function. It's useful for fatigue, and it also helps the body adapt to stress. We haven't talked about Astra C. Astra C is a very simple Chinese herbal anti-infective formula called jade screen formula. I've added zinc, which is one of the best nutrients known to the planet for immune problems. And we chiefly use Astra C as an anti-allergic formula. It's also beneficial for kids because the dosage, a few number of ingredients mean what? Lower dosage. So for kids, sometimes all we can do is use Astra C because a kid's dose is just one or two a day, and adult dosage is up to four a day. But this is more of a preventive strategy to prevent lung allergies and lung infections. These are really more to actually strengthen the lung function. Power mushrooms, I'm just going to talk about that briefly. This is a medicinal mushroom blend, and we sometimes or more commonly use this for prolonged colds and flus. So let's say you don't want to tonify them. You have somebody who's just, you know, 1, 2, 3 weeks after a cold or flu, they're coughing, you think they have a viral infection, they're run down, maybe their asthma is starting to kick up. Classically, we may not want to use herbs like astragalus and ginseng because they're too tonifying. You could use this formula, power mushrooms. All the students in acupuncture college I've ever met learn a formula called Wen Dan Tang. Actually, this is a misnomer, they learn a formula, I should say, called Arshintang. That's right. They learn a formula called Arshintang. And the bottom line is Arshintang is not a very strong phlegm-resolving strategy. The stronger phlegm-resolving strategy is called Wen Dan Tang. So Wen Dan Tang is a classical formula. It's considered heavy phlegm, and it addresses phlegm. It has expectorant properties. It's also considered a sedative. So anytime that somebody has a productive a cough, that is, they're spitting out the mucus, they're using the spittoon or using the urinal as a spittoon, and sometimes you see them, right? You're doing a tongue or pulse assessment, and they say, excuse me, and they spit into a handkerchief or something. Well, that's gross, but that's also part of the diagnosis, right? That's heavy phlegm. But also, when I see people with post-nasal drip, even though it's clear, I would also consider this formula. Now, one of the keys of using this formula is that you typically start out at 6 or 9 tablets a day. Almost always I use this with other ingredients. The most commonly used formula I would combine this with is clear air. So if somebody has a very productive cough, clear air and clear phlegm are just wonderful. So typically the dosage starts out at 6 or 9 a day, and then you must monitor the patient. And the patient at a certain period of time at 6 or 9 tablets a day is going to go, geez, they're not going to say my throat is dry. They're probably going to say I'm drinking a lot of water. So one of the keys about really assessing diagnosing and using this formula professionally is you want to start out a dosage and ask patients the next week after you've dispensed it, how, are you drinking more water? Do you feel like your lungs are very dry? If so, and they're still having phlegm, reduce the dosage. If they're not having any phlegm, the formula has done its job, and then you can stop. So whether it's a cold or flu or infection, if it's an asthma, COPD, chronic bronchitis, think of using clear phlegm short term as an adjunct. In almost all cases, again, I start out at one dosage and then taper the dosage and eliminate it after typically a couple of weeks. You could use this formula for a couple months, but you really should be monitoring the patient while they're on this formula. Ecliptex is a formula that we use for lung detoxification or liver detoxification. My colleague Joseph Carter wrote a great article on this that's posted to our website called Ecliptex Liver Protection and Repair, and you can read about some of the ingredients of that formula. So at this point, what I want to do is I want to address the questions that you've sent in advance. There are some really great questions, so I want to thank you for that. Again, if the question was really, I didn't get to your question, or it was just not related to lung conditions, I'd suggest that you contact our herbal helpline. And at the end of the webinar, we'll be posting this information. Well, here it is right now if we don't get to you. It's 1-800-233-9355, extension 105, or at herbalist@healthconcerns.com. So back to the, let's go to the questions now. Wanted to get to the Ecliptex. Okay, so this person says, I suffer every season from bronchitis. I live a very healthy lifestyle, but grew up with secondhand smoke. Any preventative herbs? In general, Cordyceps PS would be a great formula. And so somebody that is basically healthy and let's see if I can get to the Cordyceps. Somebody who's basically healthy and they only have some bronchitis part of the year, then they would want to think about using this, and they might only use this when it's very cold out or during certain times of the year. So I suffer every season. This would be a great formula to take seasonally. This person says, it's hard to expel air. There's no wheezing or phlegm. There's cough. I think she's, it's very hard for me to say, but I think she's saying that it's hard to expel air. There's no wheezing or phlegm. There's a cough, and the docs deny that asthma is a cause. I had asthma as a child. So when you have asthma as a child, it usually means as an adult or at some point you have to strengthen your lungs. So one of my mentors grew up in China, and they were very, very sickly as a child. And as a result, pneumonia several times. I'm not sure if it was diagnosed or they thought he was going to die of pneumonia. But bottom line, he took lung tonic herbs for 5 to 10 years, and then he had no asthma the rest of his life. So the bottom line is if you do have asthma as a child, protect the lungs as soon as you can. Again, we have many chronic rhinitis strategy. We have a great chronic rhinitis strategy that's posted to our website, so I'd suggest that. But in general, if it's more of a dry cough, we would want to consider the lily bulb formula. Again, if it's hard to expel air and there's no dry cough, the Cordyceps would be a great formula. What do you think the best formula is to heal damaged lung tissue? Now, if the lung tissue is really damaged and you have some time, I think that there is a formula called Resinol E tabs, and Resinol E tabs has some stop bleeding herbs. See, one of the reasons that people are spitting up blood, like tuberculosis and and pneumonia patients is because their lungs are just so damaged. So I think in a perfect world, I would use something like Resinol E, you know, short term to help stop the bleeding and repair the lung tissue. More of a in-between strategy is to use something like Cortisang. Another formula I might consider long-term is Flavonex, which is a gentle blood circulating formula. One of the things we want to do is heal and adjust the microcirculation anytime we have damaged tissue, and that's accomplished with the Flavonex formula. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to get to this, but I probably won't, but it's an interesting issue. This person has a question about ACE inhibitors and coughing. So ACE inhibitors are some of the most popular blood pressure medications known, and one of the well-known side effects of ACE inhibitors is coughing. The two options that I can see are either selecting a different ACE inhibitor, selecting a different type of antihypertension. There's at least four categories right now of antihypertensives. And then consider something like Cortisang or clear air if it's necessary. So remember, with Chinese medicine, we treat what we see. So if we're doing a job as a good doctor, if we're just treating on the basis of Chinese medicine, we go, okay, well, this is your cough. If it's a dry cough, we use lily balm. If it's a very productive cough, we use clear air. If we're trying to maintain and build up the health of the lungs, we use Cortisang. That's what we do as a Chinese herbalist. As a well-rounded oriental medical doctor, we go, well, you're on an ACE inhibitor, and that may be contributing to your coughing. Maybe you need to go back to your cardiologist or your HMO and get a different prescription. And the doctor might say, oh, this herbalist doesn't know what they're talking about. Just take the medicine, for God's sakes. I'd probably try to get a different doctor, but if that's not possible, you're still going to treat what you see. So Cortisang to build up lung function and breathing, lily bulb when there's very dry lungs, the clear air when there's very productive coughing. Somebody has coughing and sleep issues. As I mentioned, Schizandra Dreams is a great formula because it's a sedative. It can be taken before bed, help the person sleep, and also help breathing capacity with the Schizandra. Let's see. I would like to hear information about treating dryness and stubborn chronic thick phlegm. So this is not mutually exclusive. Sometimes you have people that have very dry lungs, and there's just a little phlegm that's rattling around in their lungs. And you know, this is why some of the herbalists that I've worked with in Chinatown, man, these people are like respiratory therapists. I mean, they're really like listening to the lungs. They're not just like taking their tongue and pulse. They may actually either use a stethoscope, or they may actually put their chest right next to the lungs. But they're really paying attention to the way the people's speaking and the quality of their breathing. That's really good Chinese medicine, because that tells you a lot about the diagnosis. So we've already discussed chronic phlegm. We've already discussed dryness. What do we do when we have both dryness and a little bit of phlegm stuck? It's not a secret. We would use something like lily bulb to moisten the dryness to get the phlegm out. I'll repeat that again. So if we have both dryness and stuck phlegm, we would use a lot of lily bulb and a little bit of clear phlegm. And the idea is we use a lot of lily bulb to help moisten the dryness, and that helps expel the phlegm. And then something like clear phlegm actually helps rid the phlegm. So the combination is what we use. Is there a lung strengthening formula in your experience that can be taken daily? Again, either Cortisang or Astra 8, but if you're really looking at the strongest formula for building up the lungs, it would be Cortisang. Let's see. In terms of, I'm going to just check us on time. What I would suggest right now is I'm going to continue to go. I'm going to actually close right now. I'm going to suggest that you put any last questions in the voice box. I'm going to do the formal close because I realize some of us have to get back to work, and then I'm going to answer as many questions as I can. But I'm going to hold the dialogue questions in just a minute. So in closing, I do want to say that, and I do want to thank everybody for submitting questions in advance. That's why I'm going to try to get to as many as possible. But I do realize some of us have to go. So some of us are new to health concerns. So one of the main things that, one of the main resources you want to utilize is our clinical handbook, which is available on the website. It's also available on CD and hard copy. You want to avail yourself of our resources, including our handbook, website, and also our herbal helpline. Basically, our goals at Health Concerns are to combine modern research and ancient wisdom. We're in really a unique place to be talking about how to treat a modern family like the Hayeses in Oakland, California, with Chinese herbal medicine. And so the answer is not just use Chinese herbs and throw out all the Western medicine. If I were the Hayeses, boy, I'd want to use Chinese medicine, because using $5,000 a year pharmaceuticals ain't good for anybody. So I'd be wanting to know about Chinese medicine. And lastly, I'd want to be going to a practitioner who can really communicate with me and can really help me and my family decide what's the best way of using Western medicine and how I can keep my kids' lungs healthy all the year, especially in the asthma season when the allergy season tend to flare up. One thing that's unique about Health Concerns is our unique knowledge of American patients. We've been doing this for 30 years, and one of the reasons that we do all the production in the United States is because of quality controls. Quality controls are much higher and much more regulated in the United States than China or other places in the world. But also, it's not just the quality of the herbs, but it's the quality of the information on how we can help our American patients. Our goal is to be the partner in your practice, and we do that through superior herbal formulas and the best quality information. Again, I'm going to go back to the questions, but I do want to remind you, if we didn't get to your question, please feel free to contact our herbal helpline at 1-800-233-9355, extension 105, or by email at herbalist, H-E-R-B-A-L-I-S-T, at healthconcerns.com. So now I want to get to the final remaining questions. Okay, so this person asks, what is the best herbal protocol for the first suspicion of a cold or flu when there are no definitive signs and symptoms? So to me, that's like, I don't know if the word's oxymoron or I'm the moron, but I don't quite understand the question, but I'll try my best to answer it. So the best time to use formulas like Cold Away or Yin Chao is when you think you have a cold or flu. In many of my clients, it's feeling a dry itchiness at the throat. It's not developing a cough yet. It's not developing a sore throat. It's like all of a sudden they want to drink more water. And some of our clients that have asthma, all of a sudden, their asthma symptoms may out of nowhere get worse. That's the first sign you want to think of cold or flu or Yin Chao. Now, if it actually develops into a cold or flu, your best formulas are the Isatis Gold and the Cold Away. And if you weren't able to catch the whole lecture, we're going to post it on our website. It should be posted within a day or two. Certainly by the end of the week, so you can re-listen to anything you missed. A good question, particularly in context of lung problems, because remember, the asthma gets worse anytime there's a cold. The question is how to rid the body of a lingering cold, lung symptoms that rarely and completely express itself. So lingering colds, one of the formulas that we talked about is the power mushrooms. We wouldn't want to use that the first stages of a cold or flu, but rather if the person's just, you know, half sick and half healthy. How do I address chronic sinusitis? The patient has to sit up during treatment, or will cough from post-nasal drip. So this is somebody who probably needs the cortisone long-term. Remember, it has ginger, and ginger is also a phlegm-resolving herb. Now, it addresses chronic sinusitis and helps prevent that. So cortisone is the long-range treatment. How do I address the chronic sinusitis? So the first approach I would take is a combination of the nasal 2 and clear phlegm. We talked about clear phlegm and how to use that appropriate. That's where I would start. That the medium to long range treatment, it would be to use the cortisone or the cortisone plus the Astra C. Remember that Astra C is a very good formula to prevent infections and to prevent rhinitis actually. And sometimes if we really want a big gun, we combine the cortisone and the Astra C. That will actually prevent them from getting another sinusitis outbreak. Do I differentiate between treating acute asthma and long-term asthma? Well, if it's real acute, we recommend Western medicine, like a rescue inhaler. Otherwise, we're basically treating it the same way, depending upon the signs and symptoms in Chinese medicine. The next question, would clear air stop wheezing in a former smoker with sleep apnea and constant wheezing and thick phlegm that's hard to expectorate? So my guess is that this person has very weak lungs. And my psychic hit is that it's a man who's probably in their 40s to 70s. So we see this a lot in that population in the clinic. This is, a multifactorial question. Again, clear air would be used as more of a short-term strategy just to detoxify, in common English, get the junk out of the lungs. But more for the sleep apnea, we would want to consider something like Schizandra Dreams. And when I first got into alternative medicine, we thought sleep apnea was just like snoring. And the cardiologists take this very, very seriously. So it's kind of hard for those of us who want to be, you have to decide if you want to be an herbalist or an oriental medicine doctor. If you want to be an oriental medicine doctor, I would say you might want to see your HMO or cardiologist about the sleep apnea, because you might have to have a breathing machine at night, particularly if you have moderate to severe sleep apnea. If you have mild sleep apnea, usually something like Schizandra Dreams will work just fine. So again, if the sleep apnea is mild, a really good formula would be Schizandra Dreams. But then I get concerned about the constant wheezing and the thick phlegm. So the thick phlegm, you get that out with the clear air, or the clear air with the clear phlegm. The constant wheezing suggests a very weak lung condition, and something like cortisone would help them in the long term. So I've spoken a lot about this case. It's a complex case. It's somebody I see all the time in the clinic. And the bottom line is first we clear their lungs with something like clear air and clear phlegm, and then we tonify them later on with something like cortisone. I have not had much success in treating the chronic sinusitis. Do you have any insights or suggestions? So my insights and suggestions are in the chronic sinusitis webinar I've done, and also the continuing education class I've done on sinusitis. The short answer is that that many sinusitis are actually caused by fungus, and Health Concerns has some formulas to be used for fungal infections. And the key is that phylostatin, which begins with a P, P-H-E-L-L-O-S-T-A-T-I-N, phylostatin, is a formula that is used for chronic candida-related complex-type fungal infections and can be used for chronic sinusitis. It's not to be used for people that have advanced Western-diagnosed lung pneumocystis-type conditions. Is there a lung strengthening formula herb in your experience that can be taken daily? Yes. Again, for big, stronger therapy, use the cortisone every day. Some people you don't want to use the same herbs with, that you want to kind of continue to work on the protocol. So you might want to evaluate alternating cortisone and Astra 8. Both are very, very good long-term lung strengthening formulas. Okay, we still have a few more questions here. I think I've gotten to most of them. The best formula to strengthen long-term for a child that has a history of a pneumonia and severe lung infections. So this was a little bit close to my heart, so I thought I would answer that. I would say that you want to make sure they're being seen by Western medicine. This is not that different from the Hayes family. One of the things that I would strongly recommend is cortisone. And again, we have this in tablet and in powdered form. And so depending upon an adult dosage is about is one-third to half a teaspoon a day. So a child dosage is about one-fourth or one-eighth of a teaspoon a day. So it's a pretty low dosage. So whether or not you're able to sneak a little bit of a cortisone into a smoothie, that might be nice. Or you might consider using the tablets, if you can cut the tablets in half or swallow them directly. I'd also consider Astra-C because that's a low dosage formula and does have some anti-infective properties. That's one of the ways we protect against pneumonia. And then the final thing I suggest is Health Concerns makes a very fine fish oil called EPAC, E-P-A-Q. And EPAC's a little bit different from standard fish oil in that it's from krill. And this has some additional benefits for lung health in terms of standard fish oil. So I would consider using the EPAC, which is again another low dose therapy. A child dosage is either one or two capsules a day. I would consider EPAC like every day until they get over this hurdle, and then I would consider adding a pinch or half a tablet of cortisone whenever possible. I'd also and/or consider the Astra-C. Let's see. And then this person says, recommend a formula, combinations of dosage protocols for less viral lung super bowl, super bugs, not super bowls. So for the latest viral lung super bugs, I would consider the isatisgol formula. That's a formula that we use for all sorts of very serious conditions. Okay, I've just got a few more questions, and I want to get to them. One of the people asked a question about a banxia. Banxia is known as Pinalia in the West, and that's a particularly good question because this is one of the reasons I don't recommend that people, practitioners or patients go to get their herbs from Chinatown. So in the Chinatown pharmacies, the most common substitution is called typhonium. It's a totally different species. It's related in terms of its actions, but doesn't have all the benefits of using Pinalia. So first of all, I'd make sure your Pinalia isn't really typhonium. Then the next thing I'd know is banxia is a very safe herb if it's processed correctly. So you want to make sure that your banxia has been processed correctly. There was a situation 10 or 20 years ago in San Francisco Chinatown where a pharmacy unknowingly sold untreated banxia, and basically some people had to go to the emergency room. So that's really bad for not only the patients, but it's also bad for Chinese medicine because, Journal of American Medical Association and the San Francisco Chronicle wrote articles on how we need to make all the Chinese herbs drugs because one person got a tainted batch of Pinalia. So Pinalia has to be properly processed to be detoxified, and then it's very safe. And you also have to make sure it's not the substitute species. Okay, I think I want to get to as many questions as I can. I suggest you hold the questions now in terms of the dialogues both. Any questions about constant clearing the throat where the patient reports the phlegm feels deep and nothing actually comes up, but feels the need to constantly clear the throat. This is like a great question. Thank you. So this is very similar to the person who gets lily bulb, a lot of lily bulb, and a little bit of the clear phlegm. So again, the lily bulb is traditionally used to slide the mucus out of the throat. That's what my teacher said. Again, Chinese medicine is a natural language. That's why we use these terms. We don't use terms like inspiration and expiration or whatever, and that type of thing. Bottom line is that I would consider first a lot of lily bulb, a little bit of clear phlegm, and see how that works, and then contact our herbal helpline in a few weeks, and we can give you some follow-up suggestions after that. Yes, Schizandra dreams is particularly good for snoring, and then the latest medical advice is if your clients do have sleep apnea, they should be evaluated for that. Great question from my friend Byron. What about the ginseng and gecko formula? Ginseng gecko is a great formula. One of my teachers actually was from Shanghai, and she was talking to me in the parking lot once, and she goes, "Oh, you should use ginseng gecko, very good formula." She had a very high voice, so that's my imitation. Ginseng gecko is a great formula. One of my friends is a practitioner, and he works in public health, and that means he sees about 40 patients a day. Most of us see, 40 patients or half that a week. He sees about 40 patients a day, and because it's in public health, a lot of them are sick and wheezing and breathing on him. Anyway, every year he's like, "Andrew, what do you got now for cold, my lung and my asthma?" And as he's saying that, he's wheezing and coughing every other sentence. And we've tried various therapies, but he's a practitioner, for God's sakes. He doesn't want to take herbs the rest of his life. That's the practitioner's dilemma, right? We dispense herbs all the time, but sometimes we're loath to take them ourselves. So anyway, we tried all kinds of symptomatic therapies, and they worked okay. It wasn't until I said, "You're really going to have to use ginseng and gecko like they do in the classics for 3 or 4 months before the coldness sets in, before your lungs start acting up, and then we're going to conquer this." And sure enough, it worked like a plan. So if you are willing to take a gecko, and one of the reasons I didn't highlight this formula is that one of the ways I say that you have to look at the context, Chinese medicine historically has been believes very strongly in using animal products because they're very, very strong when necessary. A problem is that the US FDA is in the process of cracking down against all animal type products from Asia and China in particular. So at some point we're going to lose the gecko. Also, gecko, there's a lot of processing that has to go involved in this formula. So that's why I didn't talk about it. But it's historically used for people that have really bad chronic bronchitis, emphysema, asthma, and it's typically used for 3 to 4 months. You don't even anticipate any results for 3 or 4 months, and you take it before the asthma or chronic bronchitis season, which is typically when the weather gets cold, and all of a sudden you have no symptoms, and that worked very, very well for my colleague. So so you can read more about the ginseng gecko in the handbook. And then the handbook for it, updated version of the handbook, contact the health minister's representative. How do we use these formulas to treat children? Also, the handbook information is all on our website, which is healthconcerns.com/pro. How do you use these formulas to treat children? So in general, we in many cases use the same formulas. I would say that if you want to be very cautious, which you really should initially, I probably wouldn't treat kids under 6. I would probably refer them to Western medicine or your community's complementary and alternative medicine expert in terms of kids, if they're under 6. And then I'd start treating kids between 6 and 12. I treat teenagers much in the same way as I treat recalcitrant or non-complying adults. So that's how you have to look at adolescence in the Western culture. But kids 6 to 12, you kind of treat them, think of a reduced dosage, and you want to think of basically use the same things, but you use a reduced dosage. And we always dosage according to size. So the dosage in the Health Concerns Clinical Manual is for regular-sized people. That is, what we call regular size is 100 to 200 pounds. Anytime you have somebody who's underweight, you need to dose them less. Anytime they're significantly overweight, you have to dose them more. MD is draining water from the herbs. Any herbs to help? Probably the mechanical draining is necessary at this point because their lung function is too weak right now. You see, had they been taken some of these formulas, namely cortisang, for months and years, maybe the doctor wouldn't have to drain the water from their lungs. So right now, we want to keep the MD from draining their lungs. I mean, we want to continue having the MD drain the water from their lungs. When the MD is no longer draining the water from the lungs, we want to consider getting them on a formula like cortisang as soon as possible. And then if the lungs start building up again, the more it's just frothy water, you want to think of the Health Concerns formula drain dampness. The more it seems to be thick phlegm, then you want to go in the direction of clear phlegm. And yes, you can combine the two, drain dampness and clear phlegm. But the long-term treatment is to use the cortisang to help make their lungs stronger. But right now, I would let the MD keep draining the water from their lungs. Why is it that Chinese herbs will be less available and at a higher cost? So one of the issues is that it's always been difficult to import Chinese herbs. It's now difficult to export Chinese herbs. And there's a variety of reasons before that. One of the reasons is we're starting to see shortages of herbs in China. Remember, the average person in mainland China was far too poor to afford herbs up until about 1990. So they couldn't afford any, or maybe they could afford Chinese herbs like once in their life up until 1990. But people really didn't start using Chinese herbs in China until around 2000s. So basically, part of its domestic demand, part of its issues like endangered species, and then part of it is this greater inspection and concern in the West about alternative medicines. So many of the very powerful forces that be want to make sure that the drugs, the pharmaceutical market is protected as possible, and they don't want things like Chinese herbs to compete with them. The MDs, when David Eisenberg wrote his study that says Americans spend more money on alternative medicine than standard care, that was a lot of voodoo economics, number one. It was very cleverly worded because they were really talking about out-of-pocket costs, not actual costs, but that was misleading. But what it led all the big pharma companies and all the MDs to and HMOs to do is go, my God, these alternative practitioners, these quacks are gaining on us. We've got to close the doors. And so they've been doing that in the United States and all over the world in the last 10 years. And so in the guise of quality control, everything costs more and more money. So when we first started producing Chinese herbs in the United States 30 years ago, basically we identified herbs the way you identify fruits and vegetables, that is organoleptically. But you can only organoleptically, that is through the senses, identify something like properly identify about 80% of the Chinese herbs if you're properly trained. Mm. Well, there's basically very few people in the United States that are really properly trained in Chinese pharmacy. Mm. In other words, there's acupuncturists working in Chinese pharmacy. That doesn't mean they're trained in Chinese pharmacy. In mainland, Chinese pharmacy is its own profession. That is, some people go into Chinese medicine pharmacy, and some people go into acupuncture, and some people go into Chinese herbs. These are three different professions. So the bottom line is that now, anytime we have an ingredient, we need to at least double and sometimes triple test it to make sure we absolutely know that we have the most effective herb and the correct herb in the formula. And so that involves organoleptic sensory-based testing first. Then it involves infrared testing. And then it involves sometimes HPLC, which is a chemical-based marker of biological testing. So I think that covers our workshop. One of the exciting things that we offer is the post-webinar notes. So look for your post-webinar notes sometime later today or tomorrow with some notes having to do with some of the questions that were asked and also some of the specials that we offer. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you online.